Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. This is our on-air Beltane ceremony with our usual cast of characters, who Ruthann will shortly introduce to everybody. Before then, we have a small song that I chose to play for Beltane 2020.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows, and what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions, and rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. I know they're wrong, wait and see. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. Who said that every wish would be heard and answered when wished on the morning star? Somebody thought of it, and someone believed it. Look what it's done so far. What's so amazing that keeps us stargazing? And what do we think we might see? Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me, all of us under its spell. We know that it's probably magic. Have you been half asleep, and have you heard voices? I heard them calling my name. Is this the sweet sound that calls the young sailors? The voice might be one and the same. I've heard it too many times to ignore it. It's something that I'm supposed to be. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. La-da-da-dee-da-da. La-da-da-da-dee-da.
And that's our Beltane song for this year, 2020. It's my job as part of the group to bring you the astrological influences of the time right now for Beltane, for May Day 2020, May Eve. We are in a waxing moon towards the full moon on the 7th, so energy is building. The moon is in Leo, with the energy standard of Michael the Archangel right now. The sun is in Taurus with the Merkaba field of Uriel across the whole planet at this time, Walpurgis Moth. Pluto is going retrograde back into Capricorn, and This is about healing old wounds. Right now, dangling participles in life where we had emotional fallouts, where things were incomplete. Right now is a most wonderful time to reach out and heal those old wounds. It's a time, too, of spiritual pioneering. That's very indicated in commitment and creativity within the spiritual community. Saturn, of course, conjunct Jupiter and square Uranus is still right out there in front, and the degrees are shifting. In the next 30 days, it will lend us the properties of mercy instead of violence. Mercy before violence, and that's something that many astrologers are remarking about right now. Mars is in Aquarius, and it's about self-image. Our self-image right now is important, and we're getting the time to take a good long look. Jupiter in Capricorn, which is never an easy dance, is about reputation, and the reputation lies with us. We are looking at ourselves and who we are right now. It is a time of self-integrity. Saturn in Aquarius lends a great deal of influence to that. It's about personal integrity and who we align ourselves with at this time. Neptune is in Pisces, a spiritual vocation. Are strengthened right now. Well, of course, people are looking to hold on. It's what do you know? Because belief systems are breaking down right now. And something that I've heard from those that I do listen to or read as astrologers right now, many of them in candid speaking, are referring to COVID as the complete shutdown, which I think we can all agree upon right now. The idea that it's going to resolve itself with a vaccine or money or weather or what have you within politics is a lot of horse hockey. The only resounding truth on this planet right now in this moment is our oneness, because there isn't a human being walking that doesn't realize that we are all connected by this, whether in fear or within acknowledgement and consciousness shifting. All of our indigenous communities and cultures, and I mean every one of them, the ancient Celts to the Native American tribal nations that fill this country, down to all of them, I mean across the planet, talk of a rising new world and the falling of the old. And I think personally, this is my conjecture, we are in free fall. Saturn moving into Aquarius is a graduation. It's always a graduation. And this is a time of no more sheeple. It's ebbing away with the plague. Out of this, we're falling into self-initiation. It's about the self. And I think it's pretty plain that patriarchy is on the quarterdeck here. The focus remains, and this is very large within astrological indications of planets that will be intercoursing in the solar system and even the constellations that are going to be guiding us in the next year is all about grounding the goddess. And that's my astro flash for Beltane 2020.
So would it be.
Wow, so lots of challenges and lots of opportunity then.
Magnificent opportunities and darkness to face.
Well, you know, we've got the choice now, expansion or contraction. So... yeah, it's up to us. And again, welcome to everyone. We have with us our regular people, Gwen Holden-Berry, Nicole Salantic, Lily Alley, Davron Michaels, and Rick Spacek. And Reverend Stan Klein is with us in spirit. He couldn't make it tonight to the show, but just wanted to say hi because everybody, people have asked me, so who's in this? Because we don't know. So now you know. So now we're going to start with Nicole.
Okay, so I'm going to do the circle cast. So what I'd like to do is have you envision standing in the center of your circle. Relax your body and take a deep breath in and release. Now visualize your crown chakra receiving pure divine white light. Open your arms, palms facing out. Breathe in and out, taking in the divine white light from your crown chakra through to your palms, and let it surround you, creating a sphere of protective white light. I cast this Beltane circle on this auspicious and wondrous evening. I call upon the gods and goddesses and humbly request your presence. We ask for your protection, blessing, and to join us now. Bless the sacred circle, so mote it be.
So mote
it be.
I call upon the four corners. I call upon the north, the elements of earth, the angel Uriel, the discs, gold and black, the feast of enlightenment, abundance, discipline, prosperity, grounding energy, stability, balance, fertility, growth, calmness, patience, endurance, and permanence. I call upon the element of earth, bring your stability and resilience to our magic today. Guardians and watchtowers of the north, I call upon you to protect this circle. Spirits of the earth, I call upon you to oversee our work and bless this circle. I call upon the east, the angel Raphael, illumination of the eternal element of air, the sword, the colors red and white, rapid movement, mental clarity, thought, open-mindedness, creativity, communication, imagination, intellect, and learning. I call upon the element of air. Bring us mental clarity as we perform our magic today. Guardians and watchtowers of the East, I call upon you to protect our circle. Spirits of the elements of air, come to us. Lift our words, hear our voices. I call upon the South, the angel Michael, the elements of fire, sun, and the wand. Passion, power, motion, transformation, sun energy, willpower, motivation, enthusiasm, courage, sex, initiative. I call on the element of fire. Bring the light and the heat of your transformative energy to our magic today. Guardians and watchtowers of the South, I charge you protect this circle round. Spirits of the elements of fire, charge our words and burn thy ever flame. I call upon the West, the angel Gabriel, the elements of water, creative emotion, fertility, the chalice, red and gray, emotions, fluidity, empathy, relationships, divination, sensitivity, intuition, and love. I call upon the elements of water. Bring your fluidity and compassion to our magic today. Guardians and watchtowers of the West, I charge you to cleanse us, revive us with this great circle round. Spirit of the element of water, carry our words across the great sea.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Come on, baby.
I would call on the healing gods and goddesses all. Agwe, Oceans, Lagana, Ironman, Breed, Bridget, Nyan Ka, Corona, Wu Dao, Quan Yin, Wong Feixin, Zaheta of the great goddess Sekhmet, Serket, Apollo, Asclepius, Artemis, Chiron, Hippone, Anastasia, Gaia, Theostens, You shall. Nanu. Fay. Freya. Arna. Verona. Baba Ui. Mama Wata. Nana Burupu. All the healing gods and goddesses, great goddess mother Isis, with your wings, gather them and come and stand with us this Beltane, this fire ceremony. Ground your healing energy with us. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
I call upon our beloved ancestors, those of blood, of mind, and of spirit. Join us now as we celebrate the ancient festival of Beltane. You who have danced the sacred maypole before us and whose fertility has given us life. Join us now and lend your strength to our workings. Hail and welcome.
Hail.
Hail.
And welcome.
And welcome.
Okay, it's time to think about what we're doing here. This is Beltane. It's a Celtic festival. It's celebrated from sunset to sunset, and it's a fire festival. For those of us inside, light a candle if you can't have a fire in your fireplace. Beltane honors life. It represents the peak of spring and the beginning of summer. Earth energies are at their strongest and most active. It's all about fertility at this point in the wheel of the year, and that potential that becomes something as we're coming out of the coronavirus in many states. What you've been thinking about, you're going to now have a chance to do, and make sure you do it potently and safely. The maiden goddess has reached her fullness. She's the manifestation of growth and renewal. You'll hear terms like Flora, the goddess of spring, the May Queen, the May Bride, the young Oak King as Jack in the Green, as the Green Man, who falls in love with her and wins her hand and hooks up. Together, the May Queen and the May King are symbols of the sacred marriage, or Heroskamos. The union of earth and sky, all of these things at this time have been reenacted by humans throughout the centuries. This is the night of the Greenwood marriage. It's about sexuality, sensuality, passion, vitality, and joy. To bring ideas, hopes, dreams, and love into action, and to have some fun. The word Beltane originates from the Celtic god Bel, simply meaning bright one, and the Gaelic word that also means fire. Together, you hear bright fire or goodly fire, and traditionally bonfires were lit tonight to honor the sun, encouraging the sport of Bel and the sun's light to nurture the emerging future harvest and protect the community. Bel had to be won over through human effort back then. All the fires in the community were put out, and that special fire was kindled at Beltane. This was called the Need Fire. People jumped this fire to purify, cleanse, and to bring fertility. Couples jumped the fire together to pledge themselves to each other. Cattle and other animals were driven through the smoke of the fire as a protection from disease and to bring fertility. At the end of the evening, villagers would take some of that fire to their homes to start their fires anew. So, as Beltane is the great wedding of the goddess and the god, it's a popular time for pagan weddings or hand fastings, a traditional betrothal for a year and a day, and I've even seen some very untraditional betrothals for a day during Beltane.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, the length of commitment is a matter of choice for the couple, but it can also be for life. Hand fasting ceremonies are often unique to the couple, but include those common elements, the exchange of serious vows, and a ring or a token of their choice. It involves actually tying the hands, which is known today as tying the knot, of the two people involved in a figure of eight, and then later unbinding with a red cord or ribbon. Tying the hand symbolizes that the two people have come together. Untying means they remain together of their own free will. And of course, people went a-maying. And you've heard that in old songs, but you didn't know what it meant. Guess what? It meant basically to go spend the night together in the woods, the fields, and to go and pick hawthorn blossoms, or so they said, to decorate their homes and barns. Hawthorns were never brought into the home except at Beltane. Other time, it's considered unlucky. Dew is gathered to wash your face, to make flower crowns and May baskets to give as gifts. Everyone was free to enact the sacred marriage, whether they were necessarily involved or not, and it was an accepted tradition of, shall we say, community Beltane babies arriving 9 months later. It's also the time for a maypole. Familiar image of May Day and Beltane, a phallic pole, often made from birch. It was inserted into the earth representing the potency of the god. The ring of flowers at the top of your maypole represents the fertile goddess. Its many colored ribbons and ensuing weaving dance symbolize the spiral of life and the union of the goddess and the god, the ancient union between earth and sky. Of course, our trees of Beltane are hawthorn, birch, and rowan. Rowan being real important for us right now because it's a tree of protection and healing, and you can put branches of rowan as protection over the doors of your houses and barns. So this is an excuse to stay out all night, or in this case, up all night, conceive a new project, get it going and get on with it, dress your home with greenery, dress a tree, celebrate it, give it a little extra water and some love, and flowers. For our northern pagans, it's Walpurgisnacht, okay? A traditional holiday celebrated on April 30th in northern Europe and Scandinavia. Basically, the modern form today is the European Halloween. So it's an excuse to go out and do some tricks, dress up in costumes, and make loud noises. All meant to keep evil at bay. Okay. Also, in Wales, we often meditate on the story of Rhiannon, the star-crossed witch queen goddess who wanted a mortal. And astrologically speaking, this Beltane is quite interesting because everything that Gwendolyn said, but also asteroid OR2 and comet Atlas coming into our area and coming near our Earth. Of course, on every Beltane, one thing that I tend to do is light a candle because it's International Workers' Day. Well, yeah. Is it? It was on May 1st, 1986 in the Ukraine. Parades were always the hallmark of the Soviet Union, and they used red banners and optimism, and the streets were usually filled with flags and continuous announcements of city meetings and agriculture and industrial production, all by the Communist Party. However, on May 1st, 1986, the only oddity was the reviewing stands where the city authorities stood were empty. Yes, this was a few days after the deadly explosion on the 4th Unit in Chernobyl nuclear power plant. People rallied, did not know the invisible death around them as they celebrated their May Day parade, which the officials said were normalized their lifestyle. They walked along the streets with songs, flowers, Soviet leaders' portraits, and the radiation around them. On this Beltane and every Beltane, think of those people and remember that they were doing it to have energy. And many of us are lucky enough to have energy, and we can share that and share our love with them even these years past. And that's it, my dears.
Well,
thank you, Lily. That's great. Very enlightening. Yeah. So, and you mentioned the festivities. So tonight,
yes,
we're going to do a maypole dance, which most of us aren't going to be able to do in real life unless we want to dance around the pole, which is a whole other thing, the pole dance by ourselves. So I'd like to just go around and ask people. Everybody's going to bring a ribbon to this. My ribbon is green with yellow flowers on it to symbolize spring. Who else? What color's your ribbon?
Pink. Mine's pink. And I have pink because I wanted to symbolize the open heart of humanity right now.
Okay.
Mine is red for the fire of the sun and blue for the blue of the sky.
Oh, beautiful.
I brought purple, and the reason why I brought purple is to signify transformation and creativity, initiation or intuition, and awareness of the world surrounding us, and then also the awareness of the self.
Mine are green and pink, green for healing and to represent the earth, and pink to represent the love, compassion, and passion we should be having at this period of time.
Okay.
And mine is red. Mine is red to represent those who have suffered through coronavirus and who did not make it, but also red for those who are willing to give their blood and donate antibodies at this time that we really need it the most. So Ukraine and the United States working together in different ways, but on my ribbon. There are purple stars on my ribbon, and that is for the essential workers who go out every day, and yes, they put themselves at risk for us. So we have food, so we have safety, so we have health care for those who need it. And I also want to keep them in my heart during this time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The other thing that I'd like for us to bring to this meditation, the pole dance, is whoever may have already crossed over that would you'd like to bring with you, whether they're ancestors or your spirit guides. And for me, this is a little unusual, but two of my guides wanted to come and join us. So one of them died, a little over 100 years ago. He was a U.S. soldier, and he died from that horrible Spanish flu. And the other one is a Russian military man from a couple centuries ago. So they're coming along. Who else is coming with us?
Well, I always call my guides in, and today I dressed and lit three candles because I knew I was going to celebrate Beltane today. And I lit one and focused my energy and dressed it for Uriel to ground his Merkaba and to keep us protected. And at the time, my guides stepped up, and two of my guides, one is, well, what most of my friends have called my beautiful Indian. His name is Onawi, and he is with me. And the other one is definitely from the Star Nation. His eyes are the universe. He wears a cape of black feathers, and he's very big, and his name is Alonqua, and he's very cosmic. And it seems to me he grounds that energy, like Lily was talking about the asteroids that are close passing at this time. They're scratching open the sky. The energy, the cosmic energy, is coming in quicker and faster, I think, for it.
Yes. And who else is coming with us?
I'd like to bring
this is
my
Lily. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no. It's fine. You can go. I can wait.
No, go ahead, Nicole, please.
Okay. All right. So I would like to bring my guide, Claudia. She lived centuries ago. She was an advocate and helped those who couldn't help themselves. And she's been there for me in times of need. So I'd like to bring her with me as well as my mother who's passed, who comes from a long line of gypsies, and I'd like to bring her with me as well.
Okay.
I thought long and hard about this and did a meditation before I came in and decided who I was bringing. And I'm going with ancestors, if I may.
Sure.
Okay. And I'm bringing in Walter von Schulenburg, a very proud Prussian, who knew very much so what government can do for good and what government can do for bad. And my two uncles who have passed to the other side, Nicholas Gracious Chester and Victor Gracious Chester, two who are doctors and helped in much research, one for women and one on diseases. And I feel this is a time that we need them to do a little work from the other side for all of us, both healthy and not so healthy.
Yes. Thank you. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
going
to bring
in
along
my grandfather.
The children of... Please, brother, go ahead.
No, after you, Rick.
Well, I was going to bring the children of the future. Our future ancestors, so that they can look back on us and bring us their strength, their insight, their wisdom, and appreciate the little flame that we light, that we pass to them.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That is beautiful.
And that's a hard one to follow, but I am going to invite my grandfather, Victor Yoskis, who is a doctor and did a great deal of work in immunology. I'm going to invite my cousin, Bruce, who recently passed from the world and joins us now in realms beyond. My cousin, my aunt Mildred, who passed just the other day and would have been 95 this Beltane. She was actually born on the 1st. And she was a crazy, life-loving woman her entire life, and right up till the end was just a firecracker full of life and joy. And I would also like to invite our beloved Right Reverend Michael Fenwick, who passed last year, I believe it was, and is always in our hearts and always in our minds.
Yes. Okay. Lily?
I'm sorry?
Who are you bringing?
Oh, I already stated that.
I'm sorry.
My two uncles and my ancestor, my great-great-great uncle.
Okay. Yay. So we're going to have quite a group. So would everybody just get comfortable? Close your eyes. Take a few very deep breaths. Just breathe in slowly. Breathe out again. In and out. In and out. So now we're going to start in our own respective dressing rooms, and we're going to dress in a festival manner. So whatever that means to you, whether for the ladies it's long, loose dresses or skirts, and the men, maybe in sarongs or kilts or whatever. We want something that's festive and comfortable. Now pick up your ribbons and have your guides and ancestors come right along. They're having their ribbons too. Now walk out the door and we're going to just fast forward to a beautiful meadow that is near some woods. And in the meadow, in the middle, there is a large pole standing. And at the top of it, it has a beautiful, decoration, ornamental cluster of flowers. And there is a helper there who is taking one end of each ribbon and fastening it to the top of this pole. And we're holding on to the other end still. And now we, all of us, with these beautiful ribbons, we have red and blue and pink and purple and green and myriads of other colors. We're going to form a large circle. We're going to start moving slowly to the slow drum beats around each other. We're weaving in and out as we circle this pole. Now we start out slowly and we're thinking of what we're dancing for. Just in and out. Are you dancing for healing for yourself or for others? Maybe healing for the animals? Are you dancing to celebrate spring, the god and goddess? Just in and out, weaving. Now the tempo stepped up a bit. How about those in charge of our governments? Are you dancing for them so that they may be blessed with wisdom? Just in and out. In and out. The drum beats are getting closer and louder. Are you dancing for the memories of these ancestors and in thankfulness to our guides? The drum beats are getting closer and faster now. And we're getting closer to each other and to the pole. Keep thinking of all we're dancing for, what we're asking for, but what we're celebrating also. Now we're quite close together. We're almost hugging the pole. And each other. We're also close. We have people in the physical and those not. Let's do one more round and then shout out, our earth be healed. Earth be healed.
Earth be healed.
Earth be healed.
Earth be healed.
And so it is done.
Earth be healed.
So would it be.
So would it be.
When you feel ready now.
So mote it be.
So now's the time that we talk about our own experiences or what we're hoping for. And Lily was very eloquent in talking about workers. And workers the world over right now are banding together, which is wonderful. and finding out that what we all want and need is very similar. We are not separate from each other. I think that's important to remember. For me, I love this holiday. I absolutely love it. From the May baskets, the maypole, to, you know, hooray, hooray, the 1st of May, outdoor, you know, starts today. All of that. This is a wonderful holiday. Let's have some thoughts on it.
Well, for me, Beltane is a really special holiday always. It's also the anniversary of Daughters of Isis. And this year is the 29th year of Daughters
Yay.
Of Isis. It's not just a shop or a bench. It's a beating heart. And there's family attached to me and to it. And I'm just very grateful. And I realized that 29 was a master year because it's a master number. It's an 11. And I was kind of stunned because so many things are happening this year. But for me, it's also a celebration of my life path. So there's that.
Momentous, and yes.
I love this time of year, and I love Beltane in particular. It's always been my favorite Sabbat and my favorite time of year, because this is the time when life really returns. It's
yeah.
been started for a while, but now is the time you can truly see the flowers and all the green is back and everything is so fresh and so clean and there's such life and everyone is so happy to be cooped up or to be out of their confinements from the winter and to be able to be getting out into the world again. And this year, while it'll be a little delayed, when people do finally begin to be able to emerge from their confinement, I'd imagine there will be some spectacular celebrations of joy and with a renewed sense of our connection to one another and hopefully our connection to the earth. The results just visible with your own eyes on the earth that this shutdown and quarantine have brought are nothing short of miraculous. You see on the news things like the clarity of the water in the canals of Venice, and you hear stories of wildlife returning, but go outside and look at it with your own eyes. I live in outside of a moderate-sized city, not one really known for heavy pollution, but even here, the air is noticeably cleaner, clearer, and fresher. Visibility has increased. The clarity is outstanding. And the wildlife seems to be reacting very positively to the reduced activity around from humans. And I do really hope that once all this is over, that we really learn from this, take a lesson, and really, really aggressively work to change our world and to modernize it. We've all been, many of us have been working from home, going to school from home. There are ways using modern technology that we can reduce our impact on the world by not doing as much, by not going out as much, by not consuming as much, by not grinding away. We could do more work telecommuting, you know, at a distance using technology that will lessen our overall impact on the planet. And hopefully this will be an example for us for how we can all come together to help really, truly heal the earth as well as ourselves.
Yes.
Well,
no,
have a little short meditation thought. This is the 50th year that my lovely wife and I will be a married pair. And we will be celebrating that. And also the 5th of the 5th month is Linda's birthday. So we'll be celebrating that. And also Mother's Day comes in May. So I essentially have always called May the month of Linda. So we will be celebrating the month of Linda from the very first to the very last of May and then some. So I wanted you all to share a brief moment of that. And we have the great good fortune to both be artists, and therefore we allow each other the room to be creative, the room to express our joy and our creative energy, and always with the help and grace of our brothers and sisters around us, brothers and sisters near and brothers and sisters far away, inside of time and outside of time. And I thank you, my brothers and sisters, for sharing this moment with me. Omaha.
Okay, the month of Linda. Okay, we shall remember.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Congratulations.
Yeah, my goodness. Wow.
It's a lot of celebrating.
Yeah.
Well, I guess my memories of Beltane are newer because I really didn't celebrate Beltane until recently after I met Rick. So I've had the pleasure of celebrating Beltane with you wonderful group of people. The fact that I've been invited to celebrate with you guys, it's been wonderful, and I've learned so much from each one of you. So that's, to me, I've always loved to be outside. I love going on trails, the grass, the flowers, the trees. So it's just, it's natural to me to celebrate May Day, to celebrate Beltane. So thank you.
Sure. Yeah, it's natural. I mean, like, we were doing it before we even knew it had a name, right? Yeah.
Well, for me, Beltane is very interesting because here in central New York, Beltane doesn't necessarily mark the beginning of spring. Of course, neither does the vernal equinox, and neither does. And so I would say in my family, we always celebrated on Memorial Day weekend that spring might be coming. And hopefully we didn't have any snow that weekend, so we could actually celebrate. And my mother particularly and my father both were huge, huge, huge people for the summer solstice. And they got married on the summer solstice. And so that was always my big day. But Beltane for me has always been a mixed bag. And so it doesn't change it this year at all. And by that mixed bag, I mean I've gone to the most amazing Beltane celebrations with beautiful, with the Druids here, there were beautiful maypoles and, you know, just beautiful events outside. And I have those happy, happy memories. But I also, in my whole life, I always, because I had to be different, not like my parents, I always wanted to be in love on Beltane and do the actual pagan thing. And I've yet to do that. Well, not, if not in this life, the next. So that's okay. But to me, I have the best lesson I have learned as a woman alone, okay, has been I can live alone. I've done it now 57 days. I have not seen another bloody human being, okay, other than to go to the store quickly. And nobody wants to talk to you at the store. And so the dogs and I have really, you know, blended, and I speak dog probably better than I speak English at this point. But I will say I have learned that you can't be an island. I can do it. I'm glad I did it. I remember in the old days before dinosaurs were invented, they used to, on your initiation to become a priestess, make you stay 3 days without talking to people and with a fast but with some food. And I remember doing that in the 80s and saying, oh, this really is not for me. I'm going to do it. I'm doing it. Okay, I even sort of cheated when I went out, and I took a book with me, and I wasn't supposed to, but that helps spare the time. And I'm glad I did it back then, and I'm glad I did it this time, but I have to tell you all, I have learned I'm not an island. I'm breaking down that last final wall, and it's a very scary wall, where... yes, I achieved for, 57 days now in New York State. I haven't seen anyone other than by phone or by Zoom. And thank God for technology, right?
Right.
But I'm willing to finally break down that last wall that I had up after John died. And so this is a celebration. I hate to sound, selfish, but... I think everybody who's suffered this alone can say, this is a celebration of you. Hey, you did it. Did I ever think in my life I'd be wearing a mask to go get a pack of cigarettes? Absolutely not. Okay? I wear a mask to the bank. I love it. I go into the pharmacy and I say, hey, put 4 packs in my bag. And she just laughs because she knows that's been our ongoing joke because I love being in a mask. You know what I mean? I want to put on a cowboy hat.
Get out your hat and boots. Okay, right.
All the men here, it's funny, all the men in upstate New York, which Gagan will tell you is like, the wild, wild west of New York, the men are wearing red bandanas on their face. They won't wear the masks. They're wearing a red bandana. And, I just want to go up to them and say, you need the boots and you need the hat, and I will feel so happy. But it's a celebration. Think about it. It's a celebration. We did this, people. And we beat the odds here in upstate New York. We have a very low infection rate. And we have a great, of course, I helped get him into office, but we have a great county executive here who took everybody's opinions and made it real. And his staff, just to share this with everyone, instead of sitting at home, he made his staff bring food to the poor and bring, toilet paper, which is, a hot commodity right now, folks. Okay. Brought toilet paper and paper goods to the elderly. And so they have not either been sitting, how we often think of politicians and, the state workers just sitting now at home going, oh, yeah, I get a paycheck. No, they've been out, obviously earning their pay. And I'm really proud to be a part of this. Sure. My father, I used to say when I was a kid, I'm really scared about the end of the world, Daddy. And he used to say to me, well, here's what we're going to do when we hear it's the end of the world. We're going to pop some popcorn. We're going to get up on the roof. And it'll be the best show in town. And that's how I feel right now is I'm watching it. I'm not unhappy I've lived through it. I'm thankful I've lived through it. And I'm thankful my dear friends have lived through it. And I cry for those who have lost someone. I have a good friend that just came off a respirator, and so I'm really excited about that, and he beat the odds so far, and I'm praying he continues to, and so I'm glad we're all here to do this, and anyone who's listening, I'm glad you're here to listen, and that is our Beltane, is hope for the future. Thank you all.
Right, well... And you were talking about, all this time in isolation because some people like you haven't talked to or haven't face-to-face anyone for quite a while. I think that this has been like one of the grand opportunities for us to get to know ourselves because a lot of people really have put that off in their life, they knew themselves on more of a shallow level, and they've had the opportunity now to delve deeper. And I always tell people that when they do, they're going to be surprised because they're going to like themselves better. And I stand by that. I think that this has been a great opportunity for people who have, particularly for people who have never really searched inward before, but even for those of us who have, it's just reiterated some things for us. So I think that's been a blessing.
I wish I could say to you, Roseanne, that I did agree with you, okay? I wish I could say that I like myself more. I don't know if I like myself more, but I understand myself more and can call myself on my own crap. And that's the best gift
of all.
Okay,
but that's good. Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the planets are compelling this kind of right now, this retrospective. Think about it as the 40 days and 40 nights in the desert. That's what each of us is being offered to embrace at this time, is to actually take a look at ourselves, because even in the reflection of people who are at home with family or whatever, the mirror is there and you are seen. And this self-image is what we are being compelled to look at. And we are being very strongly pushed by our better angels to self-initiate back into humanity in a different way. With an awakened consciousness, and that is what's going down right now. This is not an accident. And this is just round one, folks. We're going to get through this. And when each of us made our wish on the maypole, it's the greening of the earth. In my mind, would be the greening of us and the greening of our health and our awareness of who we are and where we are. And on this night, I'll go to bed with that prayer in my heart, really.
Right.
We are
of the earth, so yes, anything that affects the earth affects us.
True, and all of life on it.
Yes.
It's just. Lily, to be able to walk in, and I wish I could get my people to say, just put the four packs in there, because they don't do that. They hand them over. They won't do.
Great visual. Yeah.
Uh huh. My younger sister's doing most of the running to the grocery store and to do the and I don't know how upstate New York is doing, or central Florida, or out there in Illinois, but we have got no toilet paper on the shelves, and I've ordered it through Amazon and it still hasn't shown up. It's really a problem.
Wow. Yeah, we have some now. We're not really short on much, except of course in the produce department, for whatever reason. I think they hate me. There's empty shelves, but it's not that bad. And I live in a small town and things haven't changed that much for me. Because I don't get out and run a lot anyway, but I go to the stores. My cousin came down last week and visited with me. Was it last week or the week before? And tomorrow, my brother person, some of you know Casey, he's coming down from Chicago because he's got to get out too. Things haven't, we take the precautions, the 6-foot thing and everything. But personally, things haven't changed that much for me. And I can order online. Actually, they're getting back to almost normal again, for a little while they were taking a few extra days to deliver, but that seems like that's changed. So I'm very sorry about the toilet paper thing, Gwen.
I don't really mind too much about the meat, you know, that's fine and dandy, but the toilet paper, you know, and of course, if we have to, we can go down to the docks if we're smart enough for, you know, some fish, but it's really, really weird.
Yeah.
Remember when your grandmother had like 5 shelves of toilet paper in the basement?
Oh,
and
yeah.
You would go down there and say, what the heck is that? We're not going to use that for our whole lives. And she said, you'll see. Well, I'm using the last of my mother's toilet paper stash. So I saw
someone on Facebook today had said that, she's a friend of mine. She said that this is going to enable a whole new generation of hoarders. And I don't necessarily agree with that, but
I just thought
it was an interesting thought.
I think it's a wonderful thought.
Yeah.
Let me just say this. I'm sorry, Ruthann, because think about it. Your grandmother was smart, okay? She had the toilet paper. She had the cans of food, all right? She didn't have 45 Blu-ray videos. She didn't have 15 pairs of shoes. Okay, so maybe people will start putting their money in the smart things that we are going to use during our lifetime. We don't need 500 tops. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't matter right now what kind of toilet paper you have. Sure, you might want your designer toilet paper, but if you noticed on eBay, that went fastest. The ones with the jokes and everything, you can still get. And that's important when we think of our lives, isn't it? It's not hoarding, it's what to keep in supply versus what not to keep in supply, because you find out
I mean, that's not hoarding, though. That's not hoarding. Because I don't hoard, but the whole month of January when I didn't leave because I had hurt my foot ankle so much, I had plenty of food, except my produce ran out, of course. But other than that, I mean, as far as staples, I had plenty, and I'm not a hoarder. But I had food.
But I do see that Lily has the point. She, you know, we don't need 1,000 DVDs, and we don't need 15 pairs of shoes. And I see her point clearly. And you know what? It wasn't my grandmother who had the shelves. Oh, at the house I grew up in, my mother had a liquor closet, and it had 6 shelves that were full and all the way back. And the bottom was a little bit larger opening, and it was filled with paper goods, with paper towels and toilet paper. And I asked her once, I mean, I think it was over cocktails, too, so I got the right answer. What's with the paper, Mother? And it's just, you know, darling, I was a little girl during the Great Depression in Hornell, New York, and we needed it. Now, that's out in the country, too.
Yeah.
And so she always had that. So Lily's right. Your grandmothers or your mothers, depending on your age bracket, what they put away for a good reason.
Right, and they also, I mean, they realized that you didn't need 20 pair of jeans. There is so much, because we're such a consumer-driven nation, and spreading that to other countries, we need good quality things. We don't need, like, fast food and fast fashion. We need quality. And
you know how many
when I'm talking about hoarding, I'm not talking about exorbitant amounts of anything. But people should be able to get by a few weeks with what they have in their pantry.
Well,
in my
opinion. Usually. I mean, I've always thought that way. But, you know, how many people right now are learning how to can? how many people are learning. I've got guys who in the UK and here on my Facebook who are learning how to make mead, how to make beer, how to make wine. You know, I mean, people are learning how to make for themselves. It's become, that's what they're doing at home. People are making.
No, but now, that's something that people need to watch also. I mean, this is like the downer on this, because people are home, and it's wonderful that somebody said recently, I heard them say that, hey, we just discovered a new restaurant. It's called a kitchen. You can go there and make your own food. I love that. But anyway, people are, like you said, I mean, they're cooking more. They're doing more in the kitchen. The thing is, you know, now you have that time to bake that bread and do all those things, but you need to get out and get some exercise too, because mm-hmm. this is no excuse for people to just let themselves go fat because they're eating, either out of boredom or just because they have the opportunity.
Oh, well, that's not the only thing they're making. I mean, you know, I've actually...
Oh, no, but I'm saying that a lot of people are. No, and I think it's great, the people who are doing the bread and all kinds of food, they're trying food that they've never done before. I think that's great. But I've been seeing that, you know, some people are, of course, overindulging. And there's no excuse. But I want to leave a good thought here. Cornell University's some chemists have developed some type of plastic. Or it's a polymer, which I don't understand science, but it has the strength of industrial-grade plastic, but it will degrade in sunlight. So that is something that down the road, that's going to be wonderful for all of us. It's going to be wonderful for the oceans. And I just think that, you know, so people are coming up with things still. You know, this is such a wonderful time. And we have, like somebody mentioned earlier, all this technology that, I mean, that we're keeping in touch with, you know, friends and non-friends and on. But technology is so good when put to the right use.
Well, and this is also a very good time for classes online.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
And
yes.
I'm doing it. I know my pal Asa is doing it. I know Rick teaches online anyway. It's just a really good time to start. It's also how we can support each other while we're going through this, too.
Right.
I mean, there's just a whole lot of good stuff that can be done, as well as the abuses that are always going to be around. You know, there's always some apple in the barrel that's got something
off
of it.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
But I discovered with just a straight whiskey and using my essential oils how to make a liqueur. So I'm like, I got flavored whiskey, you know. I drop or two, shake it up, let it sit for a while, and oh my God, I got blackcurrant whiskey.
Okay.
You know, it's the little things. It's the little things.
That's it. It's the little things. Yeah.
And speaking of a little thing, I'm going to bid you all a fond farewell. It's been a long day. I taught from early this morning until just a few minutes ago. So please forgive me. Thank you all so very much for allowing me to join you in the circle. And stay bright, my friends. May the fires of Beltane light your way.
Thank you
thank
so
you.
Much, Rick.
You too.
And have a wonderful month of Linda.
Will do. Thank you again. Good night.
Bye-bye. Okay, we should... Go ahead. Somebody was going to say something.
I'm just going to add one thing for people who are in the heavily infected areas. We have sun now, you know, relatively speaking in central New York, but we have sun. And remember, the virus, they're saying now, does not like the sun. So if you're running out of things like alcohol and other products, by putting your mask, if you're just sharing, I hope you're not sharing your mask, and if it's your own mask, by putting it on your car or on the car inside on the dashboard, the sun will naturally kill it. And if you go out every couple days, you're all set.
Okay,
nothing
also
needed.
The dryer, I guess, depending on what it's made out of.
No, you can also use Steve's oil too in a spray. I've been selling a lot of it.
I love Steve's oil, but we have a lot of people, Gwen, who can't even afford that right now.
I know. I've been sending out boxes, Lily, wherever I can with whatever I have left over for mailing. You know, hitting folks and people say, "Can you send something somewhere?" And I've also, there's a group of the co-op of doctors and nurses that were out west or whatever that are coming east to help on the front lines out here that I sent a bunch of little boxes. But it's just a little 1 ounce sprayer with a refill bottle in it. And it works. It kills COVID. It kills anything on contact.
I love thieves. You are so right. I was able to get my thieves sanitizer before they got ran out of it, but I cannot find spray bottles anywhere right now.
Well, you get in touch with me. Call me after the show, and we'll
get
that to you. Well,
you got it.
You.
That's awesome. But keep giving it to the frontline workers, because the people that I know, I have a renter who's a frontline nurse, and I gave her some of my oils. And just even to enjoy in her home, because she's got two young boys, and you know what that smells like when they've been cooped up all day. And you can see the change in her attitude. And so we all have to stay positive and happy, because it is Beltane, and we could be a lot worse. We have to think forward.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Yeah. So,
absolutely.
I mean, yeah, optimism is a good thing. It is a great healer in many things and on all levels. So I guess that's pretty much it. We should say our goodbyes.
And I'm thinking that Rick has released the watchtowers, because he would do that.
Oh, I was just going to do that very simply.
Okay.
Yeah, we can do that very simply. But first, to our blessed ancestors, thank you for joining us for our Beltane rite. Thank you for granting us the strength, the wisdom, and the inspiration to survive and to thrive in these difficult times. Heal us and heal the earth as you go forward. Hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell. All gods and goddesses of healing that I've called upon, remain with us in spirit. Help us through. And the Lady and the Lord of Beltane, thank you for being with us this evening. Hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell. Oriel, Gabriel, Mikhail, Raphael, we thank you for being with us. And as you go, we say hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
I cast this Beltane circle upon this magical light night, and to guide, protect us, and guard our right. With this circle, we created our sacred place, and now we close this circle space. Hail and farewell.
Thank you, everyone. Blessed be Altane. I hope you get a virtual basket, May basket, or maybe not a virtual one, maybe a real one. Good night. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night. Take care. Stay safe.
Everybody stay safe.